Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Too Faced Cosmetics and Better Than Sex Mascara. The name literally says it all. This mascara is that good. There is a formula for anyone and everyone available in original, waterproof, and chocolate that thickens, lengthens, and curls to give you all the drama and volume. Or try the new Naturally Better Than Sex. It has a 98% naturally derived formula. Shop Too Faced Better Than Sex Mascara at Sephora today.
Runk.
You know, if you haven't watched this special, watch the special. Crystalia.com. It's called Grow or Die. Love you for watching it. Love you for downloading it. Go stream it at Crystalia.com. I will be in Oxnard coming up, and I will be in Philadelphia. I will be in Reading. I will be in Baltimore this weekend, and I will be in Richmond, Virginia this weekend, and Trenton, New Jersey. And actually, tickets are live now for Sacramento, California, Phoenix, El Paso, Texas, and Albuquerque with the promo code Don't Push Me. And then Friday it's available for everyone. So go get those good tickets now. And right now we will have the next episode of Congratulations. Right now we will have the next episode of Congratulations. That's what we will have. Just got off of the plane. Fresh out of Florida. Extra paper scooped that up. Was in Florida. Florida is absolutely bonkers, huh? Florida's bonkers. I will tell you this. Just landed from Fort Myers. Or I was in Fort Myers. There's no direct flight from Fort Myers to LAX. Natch. Why? Because what is Fort Myers? What is it? Besides the guy that killed Gabby Petito, the home of that guy, and then also the home of where that little girl who was actually 45 years old and tormented the parents was adopted. You know, it's on Netflix, that documentary, whatever that documentary is. The little girl that was adopted, but she was actually 40 or something, and they still don't know if she's 40 or 12, whatever that thing is. Anyway, that's where I was this past weekend. And so I went to Miser Dry. Yes, dude. Went to Too Much Traveling. Yes, dude. So was that, maybe I'll just angle this a little differently, the air. But I was in Florida. Whenever I'm in Florida, I will tell you this. 35 to 40% EDC will be happening. Doesn't matter what city I'm in Florida. I'm there whenever I go to Florida, there's some festival that's happening. I've gone now. It's been EDC four times, Ultra once, and then one time it was like a pirate festival. Sorry, I was being Spanish for a little bit. I was being Mexican a little bit. Festival. No, but there was a pirate one in Tampa, which is the worst one. Gasparilla, right? And Maria, Maria. You ever get a song stuck in your head for no reason, dude? I haven't heard that song since 2001. You remind me of a West Side Story, growing up in Spanish Harlem, living life just like a movie star. Oh. By the way, I had no idea I knew the words to that. Pretty sure those are the words, but I do, dude. Maria, Maria. Dude, you ever start singing a song and you're like, well, I'll just go for as long as until I know the words. And then you realize you know the whole song. And you're just like for 3.5 minutes singing by yourself. And you finish and a tear comes down your cheek. And you're like, whoa, I'll hold on a second. I'm a singer. You're just like, I'll just stop when I don't know it. Leave me on it. Leave me on it. Leave me on it. Babylon. Oh, I know the whole thing, dude. You're like, and I will walk 500. And you're like, I certainly don't know miles. Miles, and I will. And you're like, we'll walk 500. What? More. And you're like, but to. And you're like, that's all I know. But then you're like, but to be the man who walks 500 miles to fall down at your door. And you're like, that's all I know for sure. I don't know the syllables that they do. And then you're just like, but you just know it. When I wake up, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. How do I know that shit? I heard this song 4 times when I was like 11. Why do I even know it's the Pretenders? But you do it. And whenever I go to Florida, it's a festival. 40-50% guaranteed a festival. Dude, I was there and it was EDC. And I put on a shirt that was ripped a little bit. And I thought, you're pushing it, Chris. You're pushing it. Then I realized it was EDC in Orlando, and I thought, well, if anyone makes fun of my outfit, it'll probably be somebody with, you know, underoos on and butterfly wings. So, with, like, you know, under-eye purple neon shits. So, I could just be like, oh, yeah? Well, why do you have that on? I had a slam built in. I had the built-in slam. So, I was in Orlando. Did a show in Orlando and stayed an extra day in Orlando. My tour manager was like, let's go to, well, here's what happened, dude. I was going to do Orlando and then Tampa and then Fort Myers for some reason. Tampa, for some reason, we didn't get the date because, this other comic got it first. And so my tour manager fucked me. You really fucked me, man, and you fucked the people of Tampa, except for your fans of the other comedians, so that's good for them. But so he was like, well, let's just go to Fort Myers after Orlando. We'll stay there for an extra day. I go like this, stop right there, hold your horses. That's the place where Gabby Petito's boyfriend is from, and he killed her. And that's also the place where that little old woman who was adopted that was pretending she was a little girl terrorized her parents that adopted her. So like, let's stay in Orlando an extra day. And he goes, I don't know, man. And I say, pull the trigger. We're going to stay in Orlando an extra day. And we did it. Guess what I'm doing now? Guess what I'm starting to do? I'm starting to make decisions. I'm starting to make decisions, dude. I'm the kind of guy who, look, I know what I want. I have a clear vision, right? But sometimes, are you like me when you have a clear vision? You're like, God, I want fucking, you know, I want a jean jacket. I want a light green jacket. I want a light jean jacket, right? Like maybe you saw somebody wearing it. You're like, I want to get a jean jacket that's light and kind of boxy. And you're like, I got a plan. So where do you go? You go to a place that you think might have a jean jacket. You go by, you say, yeah, it's fall. You know, I could wear it well into winter. I could couple it up with a flannel, might like look like one of those guys in Supernatural, you know? Maybe I look like Jensen Ackles, who the fuck knows, or the other guy, right? Maybe I'm going to be looking like I'm going to be hunting a Wendigo. Maybe I'm going to be looking like that. Maybe I'm looking for a lady in the water, right? I don't know. But I might look that dope when I'm going to wear a boxy, light denim jacket. Picture me in Pittsburgh, at the outskirts of Pittsburgh. Picture me, right? Under the moonlight, looking for a Wendigo, right? Or a lady in the water, you know what I mean? So, you go in with a plan. You go to a place that you think might have a nice Wendigo hunting jean jacket. And you get there and the sales guy approaches you. And he says, hey, how can I help you? You say, I want a light denim jacket that's boxy. And he says, ooh. And right there, you know, your plans are getting upended, dude. Right there, you know, you're walking out of that place with a different jacket or maybe just pants. Ooh, you know, we had those last, you know, those are out. Those were in. All the Supernatural guys were wearing them. And now, let me show you what we have. And you're walking out of there with some trench coat mafia style shit. You know what I mean? You don't even, the plan, it gets shook, right? You go in with a plan, you think it's clear, and you leave with pants, right? Okay? So that's been happening to me a lot in my life. I go in with a plan. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, when it comes to food, I know what, if I want pretzels, I'll be goddamn if I'm not eating pretzels, right? If I want a burger, I'll be goddamn if someone's fucking that up for me. If I want burgers, I say, how about sushi? I say, you know what? You get sushi, I'm getting a burger. I'm clear with my food. But when it comes to anything else, I could be going to hunt a Wendigo and come back with like a new car, right? Plans get uprooted and shook. But I stopped that this month. You know how hard it is to listen to yourself? To just go like this? Wait, hold on a second, me. What did I want again? Yes, that's what I wanted. And then you look at someone's eyes and you say, no, I'm not going to Fort Myers a day early. That's hard. We all used to be like that when we were kids, you know? And we lose that shit. We lose it. When we were kids, we wanted chocolate. That was all that was on our minds. We wanted some cool magnets we saw in a store. That was all on our minds, you know? And we didn't stop thinking about those magnets, so we got those fucking magnets. Or like, you know, our parents just were like, no, you know? But man, when you become an adult, people could just sway you, dude. Hold on to that shit. Hold on to that shit, dude. Hold on to that shit. Picture me under the moonlight, outskirts of Pittsburgh, just hunting Wendigos in a light jean jacket. With fucking a nice flannel under it, or even so, a flannel tied across my waist, like a really, really, like a fashion move, but also like, oh, maybe the flannel was too hot and the jean jacket is less hot, so he had to tie it around his waist and he just put the jean jacket on. That's the right temp when he's walking around looking for a Wendigo. But yeah, I started watching Supernatural. Let me tell you something, man. I was talking to my tour manager. I knew it too. I was talking to Lulu, who I take on the road with me, fantastic comedian, and my tour manager, Enrique. And I know, here's something I know. I started watching Supernatural just because it was on Netflix. I'm like, you know what? I like that guy. I like the Jensen dude, right? So I start watching it. Okay, I'm watching this show. Now, look, let me just tell you. It's got 9 seasons of it on Netflix. All right. So I look at it. I'm like, holy shit, this show is on for 9 seasons. And then I Google it. It's been on 15 seasons. I don't know why these streaming services will do this, but it'll be like, hey, do you love this show? Pawn Stars? Great. Here's 3 seasons of it. 1, 9, and 11. And you're like, huh? You know? Oh, yeah. You love, you know, Hulu will be like, oh, you love Family Guy? Here's season 2 through 4 and then 20. And you're like, what about the middle shit? And they're like, nah, I don't know why. They obviously have a deal with the shit. If you have a deal with it, just at least consecutively have the, you know, it's like on a plane when you're like, oh, what do they have? You ever click on TV shows when you're in a plane and you go to click TV shows? And you look in the catalog and it's like, oh, they got the C word with Laura Linney. What was it, on Showtime or some shit? Oh, let's start watching that. I think that was actually critically acclaimed. And it's like season 2, episode 4 and season 2, episode 5, season 2, episode 6. That's what they have on the plane. Like, you're some asshole that's just going to, in the middle, you're just going to be sitting upright, eating peanuts, never having watched the C word before, just picking, oh, yeah, okay, I'll watch the C word. I'll watch the L word. Did they make a show called the L word, too? What the fuck, man? Just say the whole word in the thing. The C word and the L word. Just call the show cancer. Call the show lesbians. That's so... We know what it is. But yeah, I'm on the plane, dude, right? And I'm going to watch fucking... what's the show with the fucking... Who cares? You know what I'm saying. Airplanes have odd episodes of TV shows if you go into the catalog of stuff. They never have starting with the pilot. No, I know Supernatural. I know I started watching Supernatural. But I started watching it on Netflix. And I'm like, dude, this show is a perfect show to watch on the plane. Why? Because it's bad. But I like it. That's the best plane watching shows. Bad, but you like it. Like, you don't fucking turn on, you know, Killers of the Flower Moon on a plane. You want to watch it in IMAX, the biggest screen possible. Although I'm not one of those guys that's like, nah, you got to go see it in the theater, right? You got to see it on the bigger the screen, the better. Like, there are guys like that. Try to, you know, go to the one in fucking, there's one in Hollywood where you can go and it's 70,000 feet up and 150 million feet across. It's called Chode Cinema. It's so wide and it doesn't go up that high. It's the Chode Multiplex over in Burbank, dude. Yeah, it's fucking awesome, dude. The screen, yeah, you know how I get that name, right? Why? Ah, because the screen looks like a chode. You know what a chode is? Yeah, it's a penis that's wider than it is tall. It's like a can of tuna. Anyway. So go to the Chode Multiplex to go see Killers of the Flower. Yeah, dude, I was with Dan last night. We went to go see Killers of the Flower Moon at the Chode Multiplex, man. Oh, fuck, it was awesome, dude. That screen was so wide. Anyway, I thought about making a movie, actually. I'm going to get to Supernatural. But I thought about making a movie where someone's possessed and there's like an exorcism. But like, it's like, real. It's not like the fucking... I think a good movie would be if you didn't know if the person was actually had a demon in him or if they were a crazy person. and he gets an exorcism and he thinks he's better. He either thinks he's better or he's better. And you don't know the whole time. Even at the end of the movie, you're like it sparks debate. You're like, do you think that there was a demon in him? Was it a horror movie or was it a movie about mental issues? I'm gonna make that movie, dude. And they get an exorcist, and the exorcist is like pretty lackadaisical and shit. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. But my Supernatural, it's a bad show. And here's the thing. I didn't even want to tell Enrique or Lulu that I was going to watch it because they were going to make me mad the way that they were going to say that it was a good show. And I know that about my friends. I know my friends. Do you know why I know my friends? Because I know my enemies. And your friends are your enemies, okay? Your friends shouldn't be that close. Like Mike Tyson said, a man who is a friend to everyone is an enemy to himself, right? I don't know if I believe that, but that sounds fucking dope. So I wasn't going to tell them that I was watching Supernatural because I didn't want Lulu to be like, oh, that's one of my top five favorite shows. And I didn't want Enrique to be like, oh, it's badass. Because it's a bad show, and I wanted to keep that to my chest. I wanted to keep that in here. You understand? I wanted to keep it right here. I wanted to be close to the chest. I wanted to be I wanted to watch Supernatural, know it was bad, and like it on my dolo, dude. It was not a sharing show. What'd he do, though? What did he do, though? First fucking chance he got, he says, you know what I'm watching? Fuck, dude, he betrays himself. A man that is friendly to everyone is an enemy to himself. That's what I did right there. I was being way too friendly to my friends, and I was an enemy to myself. And now I can't roll on my dolo and keep it close to the chest about how I like to watch Supernatural because it's bad and I like it. Does any of this make fucking sense, dude? Yes. If you don't get it, then I don't want you a part of this cult. Jared Leto out there climbing the Empire State Building, dude. Chill, bro. I'll get to that later. Dude, he even started at the bottom and go all the way at the top. He did 18 floors in the middle. You fucking what? I'll get to it. But my point is, I told him and I betrayed myself. I told him I was watching Supernatural. And sure enough, Enrique goes, oh, it's badass. And I said, no, but you know it's a bad show, right? And he says, no way. It's fucking awesome, dude. There's 15 seasons. Obviously, it's awesome. And I was like, you can like it, but it's bad. He's like, how about Sam, though? I'm like, dude, Sam's the worst character. You like Dean? He said. I said, I guess. I don't be knowing the names of characters in TV shows also, by the way, until it's like season 4. And then Lulu came along and Enrique said, yo, he watches Supernatural. She goes, that's one of my top 5 favorite shows of all time. And I said, to watch because you like it, but you know it's bad, right? And she says, get the fuck out of here. Dude, how am I supposed to sit with motherfuckers that are going to like think that it's a, whatever, dude. It doesn't matter. The show's bad. I like watching it. It's, you know, there's not enough colors in it. It's dark and shit. And green and brown. But anyway, picture me like that. So, I digress. I'm watching it on the plane. I download it on my phone. I'm having a good time.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video. Whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
DirecTV Stream has the most local MLB games, which means it's never been easier to
root for the home team.
So whether you're rooting for a aura,
safe,
or even a
strike three,
or a
it's out of here,
root for your home team with DirecTV Stream, the most MLB games, period. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package.
The thing about Jared Leto is, and I know you're with me, everyone's going to be like, wow, right? We have to remember something, dude. Just because something looks wow doesn't mean it is wow. There's no such thing as magic, right? There's trickery. That's all there is. There's trickery. Also, climbing the Empire State Building is illegal, period. Unless you ask beforehand and pay people and you're famous. That's some rich guy shit. I am not down with that shit. I am not down. He climbed 18 floors in the middle of the fucking... Now, look, I'm not saying it's not hard, okay? I'm not saying it's not hard. It is hard. But just because something is hard doesn't mean it's good or cool, okay? Or worth doing. Case in point, breakdancing. That's hard. You think I could do this shit? Oot, 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 oot. I can't do it. Dunk, sugar dunk, sugar dunk, dunk. I can feel ya. Hey. I can't. You know what I'm talking about? Whatever that song is. Well, let you know you, baby. Whoa, oh. Here, hold my jacket. It's so disrespectful. But it's not cool to do breakdancing. I don't care, right? I don't care how baggy your clothes are or how many fucking Kobe Bryant jerseys you have. You know what I'm talking about? You look stupid. It looks cool to some people, but to me, you're just somebody who's dressed in way too comfortable clothes and a backwards hat, and I can't tell if you're a man or a woman, right? So, yeah. What the fuck was I saying about Jared Leto? So the dude, we don't say his name, though, here at this podcast. We actually don't. So I'm saying it, right? I said it, but I don't say his name. But you know what I'm talking about. The guy who climbed the Empire State Building, Jared Leto, but we don't say his name, right? So he climbed up 18 floors of the Empire State Building. Everyone was like, whoa, look what he's doing. Dude, first of all, he was strapped in. And I'm not saying it's still not impressive or fucking whatever. It's still hard. Dude, don't do that. You're a rich guy and you don't just climb 18 stories. You got to climb the whole thing. Otherwise, that ain't shit. I don't give a fuck. All right? Period. And honestly, if I'm being completely honest, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. But I will say, oh, dude, you know what did happen? I got sidetracked because this is what I really wanted to talk about. On the way to Orlando, Florida, which is the home of Disney World, which is the home of Epcot Center. What is Epcot Center? Now, I don't know. I don't have a fucking clue. All I remember is a commercial when I was younger where that big ball was there, was right there, and the helicopter flew by, and Mickey was on the top of it waving. I said, hey, Ma, how did Mickey get up there? I don't remember the end of that story, but I did ask her that. Epcot Center, Orlando, Florida. I'm on the way to Orlando on the plane. The plane starts to take off. Dude, this is real. I had a full-blown panic attack. Like a level, I would say a level 9. Panic attack, dude. Yes, dude. Dude, a level 9 panic attack. Took off. Couldn't get signed onto the Wi-Fi. So I go like this. All of a sudden, the stress of the world, the stress of the mind gets to me. And I couldn't sit up straight, dude. I was going like this. I couldn't sit up straight. And I was like, oh. Dude, have you ever had a panic attack where you pass out? I've had one before that. And this, I didn't know if I passed out or not. Dude, I go like this. You're like trying to, it's like when in Ace Ventura, the second one, when he gets shot with the fucking darts, and he's just like, 4 darts is too many. Like, dude, or whatever it is. I was like, the guy next to me must have thought I was like transforming into an elephant because I was just like, I couldn't. You ever faint sitting down, dude? Like standing up is one thing. You'd be like, oh yeah, because like it's work to stand up. It's not work to sit down. I'm not even uncomfortable. I'm in first class and I'm just like all the stress from everything, from my family to work, everything. All of a sudden, couldn't get online. I couldn't get online, and I just, oh, my heart goes, ooh, 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 and I just start going, brrr. I grab the, dude, I, this is so, I come to, so I don't know, it's not like I knew I passed out, but I come to, so it was like one of those things, I didn't know if I passed out or not, but I come to, pants, soaking wet, and I'm like, great. Pissed myself. Dude, soaking wet from my waist to my knees. And I'm like, great. TT'd myself. Like straight, like absolutely soaked. Okay? Like not to where you're like, oh, that's a lot, but it'll dry. I'm going to Orlando like, oh, I'm wet guy now. Like, I'm wet pants man, you know? On the plane, this is who I am. If you don't know, I'm comedian Chris D'Elia. I'm, hey, the guy with the wet pants over there. That's who I, that's my identity in this cylindrical tube right now. And I go, pants soaked. And I fucking, I'm like, did I just piss my pants? And then I look and there's an empty cup, glass. And I was like, oh yeah, I asked for water. I think I must have spilled this water on my penis. And it's not piss. In the meantime, there's a guy next to me. And I'm just like, what is he thinking? Just all the, imagine, in my head, I'm like, please don't know who I am, you know? Because I just sit down, I go, boom, all right, we'll be in Orlando in 4 hours. Boom, boom, all right, God is being, all of a sudden, I'm just like, and just pouring fucking water all over my balls. And I go, and I couldn't sit up straight. If somebody were telling me this, I would think they were exaggerating. And I wasn't even, you know, I was, this was the best part. I was, this is how you know it was a true level 9 panic attack. I wasn't even scared.
This is the best, dude.
I wasn't even scared of anything at all because all I was focused on was trying to sit up. Like, if it were a level 8, I would be like, am I dying? But I couldn't even get to that because I was dealing with the most granular, purest, you know what I mean, functional thought, hey me, sit up. Do you understand? I was over... wet cock from the waist to knees, just, I finally sat up and I go, boom, I hit the thing. The gay flight attendant came up because they're always gay. And he's like, hey, how can I help you? And I say, hey, can I have water? I didn't know if I was going to pass out again. So I said, I'm having a panic attack. You just need to keep bringing water. He says, okay, did you take your meds? And I look down, and I'm holding 4 medicine bottles. Ah! I don't remember taking them out. Don't remember going in and trying to handle my Prozac. Don't remember going in trying to handle my Alprazolam. Don't remember going in and trying to handle my Citalopram. Don't remember trying to go in and handle my finasteride. Don't know if I need it, but it's preventative. It's for your hair. So I look and I say, oh, yeah, I'm taking it. I grab the Alprazolam, Dunkaroo, and in 10 minutes, I feel fine. In 30 more minutes, heart starts palpitating again. Grab another one, Dunkaroo. And I'm fine, but I'm tired. Get to Orlando. Go to sleep. Wake up. Much better, dude. Remember Dunkaroos? Never in my life had one Dunkaroo. It's hit the shit out of some fucking oatmeal cream pies, though, didn't I? Didn't I? Man. Back when I didn't know that cream pie meant splurting in women. I didn't know that. I didn't know it meant that. It does, though. I don't know if you know that. Cream pie means they don't pull out and they just go for it. Where they don't pull out and they just, you know. They shoot in. Oh, made you look. Anyway. That was wild, bro. That was wild. I can't believe that was the second hardest panic attack I ever got. The first one was the one when I got my nose, sinuses done, in my when I said I got a nose job. But yeah.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
What's this? Oh, wait.
Hey.
Player from BYU.
Shut the F up!
Shut the F up.
Hey.
Oh, and the guy goes, hey. Like, that's crossing the line, dude.
Shut the F up!
Hey.
Hey, you don't want to go to hell? Dude, BYU player responds to trash talk from opposing fans. Dude. F. Shut the F up. I say fuck. God knows you meant it. Just because it didn't form from your brain to your thing. Also, that guy looked crazy. That guy looked like a Ren and Stimpy character. Shut the F up. Anyway, it was EDC again, dude. At least I'm doing all new stuff on the road. Fuck yeah, dude. Completely different than the Don't Push Me Tour. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. Completely different than Grow or Die. Fuck yeah, dude. He couldn't help it. Oh, he couldn't help it. He thought he'd do half and half, but he couldn't help it, did he? Oh, he couldn't help it. Oh, he tried to do fucking half and half, but then his mom went and broke her hip, and he did some fucking material on that. Now, shit. Now he's got a whole full hour. Oh, fuck. I don't know, man. I just have a good time on stage, and I love you motherfuckers that come out, man. I love you motherfuckers that come out, and I love when you motherfuckers listen to this podcast, and I love it, dude. I do all new stuff on the road, and I went to Fort Myers, dude, and that place is the Truman Show. I'll tell you that much. They had a restaurant called Capone's, dude, and it said on the thing, I love it, man. Dude, I had to eat there. I had to eat there because it said, pizza so good, it should be illegal. Not how it works. Not how the law works. What'd you get? Freeze! What's on that? What's on that? Mushrooms and sausage? Freeze! Get them. Did you get the pizza? You better hope he says fucking calzone. He's looking at the people in the... The plainclothes officers are just like, all right, we're watching.
You got him?
Yeah.
He's got the menu. See what he's got. See what he's going to get. He ordered a Diet Coke. Great. It's okay. I got a visual.
You got him?
Yeah. Frank got a visual. Great. Here comes the waiter. She's asking. She's asking him something. All right, we got it. Still got that shot, Frank? Got him out. What'd he get? Can't tell what he ordered. The plainclothes moved. We saw him, got the table across, but there was a bus that went by. Caught noise, couldn't make out what he said. Frank, got him out. I want to see what she comes in. Here's you. She's bringing a pizza. Take him out. Freeze. Get down. Get him down. Success. Oh, we actually killed him. Oh, shit. Ah, fuck him. Fuck his corpse. Where's cops? Necrophiliac, Tourette cops. So, anyway, dude, I love shit like that, dude. I love dumb shit, dude. Did he say pepperoni?
We thought he said pepperoni.
We can't tell. You need a visual. We need a visual on the meats.
Fall back. It's a calzone. Fall back, it's a chicken parmesan. Fall back, it's
piccata. Abort, it's Milanese. Abort mission. Abort mission, it's mozzarella sticks and a Diet Coke. Abort mission. Head on over to Pizza Hut. Frank, I got him in a visual, got a pizza, shoot him and fuck the corpse. I'm on top of the Kinko's and I got a visual.
Frank, you got a visual?
I got a visual, yep. Here comes the pizza, it's a deep dish, shoot him and fuck the corpse. Get him, put it in, fuck him, cream pie, there we go. All right, we're out. Great deal today, guys, great deal. Got him with the gunshot and the cream pie, got him with the cream pie.
Dude, and it says pizza's so good it should be illegal, dude. And anyway, nothing is more Italian than being from Florida, dude. I swear to God, people think the most Italian motherfuckers are from Italy. No. Then they think they're from New York. No. New Jersey. No. Florida, dude. Florida. The most Italiano shit. Dude, in the fucking place, Capone's, the handles, the door handles were fucking Tommy guns. Dude, they were Tommy guns. Like, kids go to this place, you know? You have to open them like this. It was so, there was like spiky and shit with the scope. Anyway, went there, got a fucking Italian sandwich, dude. Nothing is like fucking, I was by myself, dude. And I ate a fucking Italian hot pressed panini sandwich. Let me tell you something, dude. It wasn't that good. But when I walked by and I saw a guy eating it, I was like, I'm getting that. I'm going to fucking there. I'm getting that shit. Because why? Because I make decisions, dude. Like I told you in the beginning of the podcast. That's how I do this. All right. So anyway, dude, I did that and then did the show and it was fun, man. And then one of the nights, dude. Man, I went to bed. I fell asleep. You know how sometimes you fall asleep before you fall asleep? Like, I fell asleep at, like, I don't know what it was, 12:30. And then woke up at, like, 6 a.m. It was, like, a weird time to fall asleep. But I was, like, jet lagged, you know? And 9 talked to Kristen at 1 a.m. Fell asleep. Woke up at 6 a.m., 9 missed calls from Kristen.
Oops.
Now, palpitations.
Oops.
Scared as shit.
Oops.
Tried to call her back. What the fuck? Of course what happened. Well, did she pick up? Wait a minute. No, my wife's a woman. She didn't. Ah.
The thing is, she went to sleep with the ringer off. Ah! But she called me 9 times, but why did she do that? Ah! Because my wife's a woman.
Ah. So I call at 6 a.m. She doesn't pick up. Great. Do I go back to sleep? Kinda. Until when? 11:30. But I don't fall asleep. I'm just laying there. Finally, I call at 11:30. She picks up. Hey, sorry, baby. Hello? Hey, babe, what's up? Hey, what's up? I said, you called me 9 times. Is everything okay? Is the house on fire? Oh, no, no, no. I went to a house party. What? Come again? I talked to you at 1. Dude, she went to a house party with her friend. And, like, got super faded or something. I don't know if she got faded or not. Saw, she was like, yeah, the chain smokers were there. I was like, what's going on? Anyway, she's alive. It's all good. Scared the shit out of me, though, huh? I said, babe, what the fuck? What, you were at a party? She said, yeah. I said, did you cheat on me? We had a laugh. Bro, this movie trailer, bro. Wait, what's this? Before I even go to that movie trailer, what's this? The reveal.
Gucci game. Oh, as serious. Walker, you. Gucci game. Gucci game, Gucci game, Gucci game, Gucci game, Gucci game.
The last lady, dude. The last lady just. What is it, you know? It's Russian. Everything about that's so Russian. Can't even believe it. You can't even get that. What that kid's wearing, can't even get it anywhere else. If you have that, you're in Russia. You walk out of Russia, it immediately gets sucked back into Russia, that outfit. How about how the Marvels had the worst MCU opening weekend of all time? But we knew that was going to happen, dude. Nobody wants to go see this movie because nobody really cares about the Brie Larson superhero, whatever that one is. I'm not saying Brie Larson's bad. I don't think she's bad. But this character nobody cares about. And then there's two other women in the movie that nobody knows. The once mighty studio just took a major L after the Marvels made an anemic $47 million at the domestic box office. Oh, God, dude. It cost $200 million to make this. Wow. I guess they thought Captain Marvel. There's just too many of them. Many of them. And I love how people are going to be like, well, it was because we couldn't promote because of the strike. Dude, eat my ass. Nobody wants to go see Marvel. What's it called? Marvels? Like the Black Adam one and the other one, the Shazam 2. It was even, this is worse than them. An anemic $47 million, though. That's pretty crazy. So much money. Go to holler.baby/Chris D'Elia if you want to purchase a 10-word ad on the podcast. Forgot to say that a little earlier. How about what this fucking thing is screeing? I guess it was in the 80s. It looks like it, at least.
Screeing.
Skiing on dirt with no skis and just poles and going to break your fucking ankles. So dangerous.
Most years, a skiing season's fairly long. About 365 days.
Dude.
Or until you break your back, whichever happens first.
I mean, flipping around. This is so irresponsible, you know?
A scree report here would read, some loose dirt with occasional moguls on a granite base of 8,000 miles. The group is raising money by selling limited partnerships to build a scree lift, a scree lodge, and a scree shop.
Didn't come to fruition.
Once they sell all the partnerships, they'll cash out, buy a condo in Maui, and take up board sailing.
I mean, dude, the way they're jumping and putting, why do they, every time they jump, they have to put their fucking, click their heels up like they're in a Toyota commercial? That's so stupid, dude. Wow, that bit where I was pretending I was undercover cops really made me tired. Holy fucking shit, dude. I mean, I just got fucking all the jet lagged when I fucking did that, when I did the them fucking the corpse and shit. Tesla will sue you for $50,000 if you try to resell your Cybertruck in the first year. Man, just bananas, huh? The world's just bananas, you know? The world is just fucking bananas. How are they going to do that? Tesla's Cybertruck will make its debut to consumers who pre-order the vehicle on November 30th. Tesla has released the sale terms for its long-awaited. So you paid for this. Why can't you sell it? Oh, because they don't want you to make money off it. Owners of the EV pickup truck are banned from reselling their vehicles during the first year. Wow. Customers set to receive the first Tesla Cybertrucks this November can't resell their vehicles during the first year, according to Tesla's terms and conditions. Tesla added a section titled "For Cybertruck Only" to its motor vehicle. So that's part of it then. You agree that you will not sell or otherwise attempt to sell the vehicle within the first year following your vehicle's delivery date. What the fuck? This is crazy. This Cybertruck, let's look at it. You know what it looks like? Bad CGI.
Hey guys, I need this lane clear.
Honestly, it looks okay from the outside, but the inside's gonna, it looks so bad, dude. The inside of fucking Teslas are dog shit. I don't care that they have a whole computer screen on it. They're dog shit. I'd rather bring my whole computer in my fucking cool car. We all have iPhones. That's the thing, too. People be like, yeah, but the thing about the Tesla is it's really fast and also has a computer screen in the thing. I have an iPhone and I don't need to go that fast. There's potholes everywhere. I don't like Teslas, dude. Make them better. They're the new Priuses. Remember Prius? They still make them probably, but like, they were dog shit. They were dog shit. They looked dog shit. They were good for the environment. Okay, cool. I would love to help the environment, but I'm not going to look like I'm rolling around in dog shit. Make them cooler. Put a fin on it or some shit. Put the shark on the side like the old planes. It's going to take 18 months for this truck to become in the positive, I guess. And I don't fucking care at all, period, about any of that. But I talked about it. Screeing. Come on, dude. Dude, are you shitting me? Dude, hey, imagine us there. I'm up for two grand. Hey, no, you're not. You know what I'm saying?
Warren G is on the original record as well.
Look at the Asian lady in the background.
Regulators. I want to share this with you guys. I wanted to do it when I first got on the plane, but I was like, you know, I haven't done this in a while. I've gotten to the next status, so.
Are you going to be quiet?
But they're enjoying it, so why?
Oh, you need to be quiet. Oh.
We're sitting here, could I please?
I'm not enjoying it.
So I'm asking you, can you be quiet?
Okay, well, I
yes,
find that up.
That's a yes or no answer, please.
Am I going to go to jail if I don't?
Can you please answer my question? Are you willing and able to be quiet right now?
I'm doing what the Lord is telling me to do.
I'm asking.
What if he was like, bitch, me too?
You a question, yes or no? I'm your flight leader. I need you to follow my instruction.
Okay.
My instruction for you to answer my question. Are you able to be quiet?
What
right
do you guys
now?
Think?
What, dude? A democracy. A fucking mutiny, dude. Mutiny. This is like Crimson Tide, the movie.
I'm asking you, ma'am.
What do you guys think? Dude, everyone just go like this.
Asking you guys. What do you guys
okay.
think?
Okay.
Oh, you best believe if I was there, I would say, let her sing! From the back, dude. Me. Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, oh, my Lord. You know what? Fuck this. I actually got it. And I will walk 500 miles and I will walk. Dude, I would have taken it over.
If you're not able to follow my instruction,
yeah.
you will not be taking this flight.
Okay.
Are you
so that's
able to be
asking.
Quiet?
If that's the case, then that's fine. If you were the
so
person in
yes.
charge of it all.
I'm your flight leader, yes.
If you're the person in charge
okay.
of it all, then that's
okay.
fine.
Okay, all right. Thank all right. you.
So I'll sing it on the low for y'all in the back.
Ah!
If that's okay. All right. So the song is called We Can't Forget 'Em. All right? And you can download it.
Dude, stop. This is a travesty. All right, so I'll sing on the low for you guys now that he's gone. Nobody wants to.
I don't know the issue. No one else has ever had an issue, but it's... Father,
come on.
Thank you for each day in my life.
I don't know. No one's ever had an issue, but it's... Dude. Dude, the hum in the background. I can't even
regulate
hey,
my mind, my
this...
heart and soul. I keep forgetting I've been through this before.
Oh.
I keep forgetting
nobody's
that this battle
looking at her.
My mind is yours. I keep forgetting.
Do an intercom. Talk. This is your captain speaking. So we're going to be flying into Nashville.
So just so you know, if you're on this flight, you have been. Thank you so much. You got to clap on the low. I know. Thank you so much. So look up Maverick City. Maverick City has an album out.
Do
right
it
now.
Right now.
They are a contemporary gospel group, and I have been blessed to be a part of that album. That's called We Can't Forget 'Em. Yep, We Can't Forget 'Em. And it's available everywhere. It's on the billboards. So, you know, people like that, you know, they spirits a little. They can't accept it. But I'm here to spread what God needs me to spread. I'm here to spread that because that's what's got me.
Dude, I can't believe this is still going, dude. This is still going.
Me, where I am. I quit my job in October of last year.
Dude, who cares, dude? Wow. I really wonder what I would do if I was there.
And I just went out by faith, and now here I am. So remember this face and chase the storm. All right.
Nobody is talking to her.
Right, y'all. Bobbi, storm like the weather. Thank you guys for sure. Thank you guys.
And Bobbi, you're a what now? A two-time Grammy nominated?
Yes, just as of today, two-time Grammy nominated with Maverick City. The Maverick Way. Thank you.
Dude, that's the number one cringiest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. She's also not nominated. Dude, she's not nominated. She appears on the Maverick City Music EP that's nominated for Best Gospel Album, but she's not nominated. Dude, that was... I've never... One time when I was at Mel's Diner, I saw a really young woman walk up to Busta Rhymes, who was there also at Mel's Diner, and she started singing to him, and it was so bad. She wasn't good, and he didn't even look up, and it was so hard to watch. And this was much longer than that. I wish I was there, dude. So I'm going to watch it again. I'm not going to watch it again on the podcast because I know people probably don't want me to hear it again. But my God, I cannot fucking believe. Holy shit, dude. What the... Bobby Storm, dude. She's my favorite artist from now on. She's my favorite singer. She's my favorite singer. But it's this. No. Dude, that's breathtaking, that experience. Thank you, Bobby Storm. Thank you so much for that breathtaking experience. Ooh. How does this guy do the levitation, man? All right, you know, the fucking music, you know? Bang, 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 bang. Guy can levitate, huh? Guy would have been killed if it was the 1600s. All right, I guess that's it. Dude, you guys, thank you very much for listening. Oh my God, I got to watch that thing again. I appreciate you guys. If you want to watch the rest of the video, that's it for YouTube. If you want to watch the rest of it, go to patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. Thank you very much. And remember to go watch my special, chrisdelia.com. It's called Grow or Die. And check it all out. The new Grow or Die merch is up there too. Go get it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hi, Tom Baudet here for Studio 6. I thought I'd play a little game with you. He's a 6, but has clean, comfortable rooms, a kitchen to cook in, fresh coffee to brew, great Wi-Fi. Oh, and he loves to do long-term. 10, right? I'd say Studio 6 is definitely a 10. I'm Tom Baudet for Studio 6, but really 10, where you get more in your room and less on your bill.